All yours.
All right. Hello, everyone, and Happy New Year. So we are now resuming normal activities for the TSC. I hope you all enjoyed the break. To get started, we need to remind everybody of our antitrust policy, the notice of which is currently displayed. This is to stay out of trouble. And then the code of conduct is also a key part of participating in these meetings, which are otherwise public and where we welcome anybody to join and contribute. We have a pretty full agenda today. Let's get going without any further ado. We first have an announcement. Rye, I believe you added this.
Sure. It is what it says on the tin. We do have a weekly newsletter that goes out every Friday, and we are always looking for content. It's kind of difficult for Jessica and Dave Huseby and me to go looking for like the cool important PRs or the cool changes in project state. So it would be really helpful if you want to publicize your projects to help us out. Comment on the wiki page for the next week's newsletter and just help us help you. So that's it.
Yeah, the newsletter for next Friday is already up. If you go on to Hyperledger on the wiki, there is a shortcut to the Dev Weekly newsletter, and then you drop down to 2021 and they're named by the date that they are planned to be published. So yeah, if you want anything in next Friday's, just go to the 122 one and add comments, as Rye said. Please, thank you.
And I think there's a few more hours. I think there's a few by hours
the
way, to get
these
in.
Are kind of that's the all. Services. Oh, sorry, we keep talking. Go ahead, Rye.
No, I was just going to say the editorial window for the one that goes out today closes in a few hours. So if you have something you want to get in there today, for this week, it's still open. Anyway, Arno.
Now, all I wanted to say is the kind of services we have at our disposal and that we have, you know, that we benefit from that are more than what you would get if you were just on GitHub, like one of the many projects there. And it's kind of a shame that we're not using those to their full extent and that the staff who is providing those services has to struggle getting the content they need. So we all have here, you know, some responsibilities in the different projects. It's a part of a responsibility to pass that message and keep an eye for things that can be relevant and that we should bring up to this channel. All right, with that done, there are three quarterly reports that were posted. I didn't see any call for action or questions for the TSC other than the usual, you know, from Cactus specifically, I have in mind that, you know, they keep saying, hey, please, everybody come and help us. And for sure, you know, because they have this need to interact or to integrate with the different platforms, they're going to need to have the people involved in different platforms to keep an eye and help them figure out whether they are taking the right approach or not. I do want to highlight that we are missing one. We have actually realized, I have to give Rye credit for that. We realized we have not been having any reports back from the ARIES project. And so this was an oversight. It will be fixed in the coming months. We will get reports. It's interesting that nobody noticed till now, but. In any case, it wasn't in the calendar, so that's why we didn't catch it.
I also took the liberty of rescheduling a couple of the reports to be in the same week, so Indy and Aries and Grid and Transact, since those seem pretty closely aligned, and our schedule is pretty full, and with holidays, it makes it very hard to work around, so I'm just trying to make this easier for the projects. If you have feedback, please let me know.
So is there any questions that has not been asked on the wiki on any of these projects or anything anybody wants to bring up now? Now is the time. Okay, if not, then I suggest we move on without wasting any time. So the main part of the agenda for today is a presentation from the Cactus Project. And we will then have a couple of discussion items that I hope we can cover. So let's try not to spend the whole rest of the hour on this. But the idea is, again, you know, we are getting this series of presentations from working groups and projects and eventually SIGs as well. And so it allows us to have a bit more of insights, a deeper insight into what's going on in the projects. So with that being said, the floor is yours. I don't know who is going to talk specifically or who starts.
Thank you for the introducing. My name is Shingo Fujimoto. Today I will be a volunteer for the presentation for our project introduction today. So the other core contributors are also online. So I'd like to keep the short for my presentation in 5 minutes, and I'd like to encourage to the giving the feedback and question to the, from the TSC members. Can I start the presentation now?
Yes, please go ahead. Thank you.
Thank you. So thanks for giving us this precious opportunity. So our project Hyperledger Cactus is the first half year was passed. So this is a good opportunity to report and share the current status with Hyperledger communities wide. And I'd like to ask to the further feedback and collaboration of, from the group, from the different projects. So that was our intentions. So as you may know, the Cactus is located in the one of the two projects, which helps to the use of the different platforms like a Besu, Barrow, and Fabric, indeed, Irofa, Sotus. Now the different the Razor technologies in the even in the Hyperledger communities. So the unfortunate things in the blockchain market is we currently have some sort of the fragmentation among the industries. But as a nature of the industry, we better to interwork with several the different the markets, and that might be have the good the solution could be the generated if we could remove to the such a barriers between the industries. So the main issue on the such a interworking is when we think about the integrate to the multiple regions, we cannot avoid the issue for the trust on the trade on the digital asset, which usually the manage on the different regional technologies. So at the beginning of the project, we clarified, we have started from the clarifying to the principles for the to remove the, to solve the problem on the interoperabilities. So we also the figure out to the which features are really need to be provided as the tool or the parts of the libraries. This is a kind of the big the information for the today. As the beginning of the Cactus, we have a very high level architecture was the proposed, but after the 6 months later, we are providing to the code and figured out to the what is the minimum and what is the common, and that kind of the discussion was internally made with not only the Fujitsu and Accenture, and as a result of the discussion, we devised the diagram of the architecture to fit to the multiple the needs from the market. So the mainly that we need to the thinking about is the regional plugins. That is a mechanism to absorb to the difference of the other regions. So the other those regional plugin will be accessed from the common parts. That is in scope of the cactus. So the cactus application for the we named to the those are the business logic plugin will be provided from the each vendors or developers, and that can be accessed to the all the different regions in the. That was implemented in differently, but that could be easier to be integrated. So the at the end of the last year, we published to the interim release, which the tagged name is version 0.3. That is consistent with the regular plugins like Fabric version 1. That is kind of legacy now, but that is practical to know the to control. And Besu and GoEthereum and Quorum is even though those are same using to the same network, but a different implementation. So that wanna be the good exercise to figure out to the what is the common and what is could be differentiated. So that we also provided to the example application in two different use cases, like car trade and supply chain management. And for example, the car trade is a kind of the example to using to the existing solution. How we can integrate to the existing solution can be the other integrated service. So the car trade is actually the example application for the Hyperledger Fabric, and that is the transferring to the ownership of the car from the one to the others. However, in this the particular use cases, example application, that we can upgrade to that example without the changing to the result calls. So the cactus will be allowing to the actually paying to the transferring to the such a money ownership between the users. And also that we are the other short time goal that we are thinking about to the removing to the dependency on the other languages and the implementations. So the now that we are thinking about to the using to the different languages and different interface and the different solutions. Those are designed for the programmable designs. So the this diagram is showing to the proposal at this moment, but the we choose to the TypeScript as a primary languages, but for the Regia plugin can be implemented in different languages. So this is also another the example for the plugin mechanism, which is not the main feature, but for the case of the we are the thinking about the some commonality, but that might be a different way to implementations. In that case, we define to the interface and we are going to the different way to implement it to choose it. So we can be using to the those the plugins through the other common interface without awareing to the different implementation under provided. So there's the end of the presentation. The intention was we actually provided to the interview release for the evaluation, but we still have the lack of the other resource for the developing enough. So for the case of the developing to the regional plugin, we are planning, but still that is not the enabled for the Fabric version 2 and Coder. So those both are the very the community and the people really wanted. And we also need to do some sort of the very complicated mechanism, like the hash the time lock mechanism, like the because of the HTLC is usually implemented as the single application, but I think to the we better to extend it to version of the cross ledger atomic swap could be possible in the other extension from the Cactus. And the core contributor hearing to the strong wish from the community to provide to the common high level transaction protocol on the Cactus. So we are still discussing to the how to manage it. That should be in scope of the Cactus or not, or the platform dependent, leave it as a platform dependent. So anyway, we are providing to those the activity on the wiki page, and asking to the more people in come to and contribute it. So we also provided to the white paper in the active state. So the all the agreements and the current status and APIs are described in the white paper. So that's all for now. And I'd like to hear your comments. Thank you very much.
All right, can I jump in before we get to the questions? I just also wanted to highlight again that slide with the language agnostic plugin development. So that's something that I alluded to back last year in my or our global forum presentation. And now we made it reality. So I really wanted to make sure that I underline that now we have the ability to talk to any other plugins written in any other language. And we believe this is a big step towards unlocking a lot more people from being able to come and contribute. And that's why I also wanted to make this pitch, which is my second thing I wanted to underline. Let's get there faster together, meaning if anybody would like to come and join us, help with these specific topics as well as others, then please feel free to talk to me. We are especially interested in, like the slide said, it Fabric and Corda connector contributions, also feedbacks from the other or about the other connectors, and yeah, the atomic swaps that we don't have anything on that yet, but we would love to have to. And I feel like this is the right time to make a stronger push for asking people to take a look again, because now we have an actual working example with end-to-end tests passing in the CI, where there's a plugin written in Rust, which is just a language I picked randomly. And it actually is able to use the same existing API definitions on the Node.js side to communicate with the Rust code. And it all just works. So that's my pitch at the end, just an extension to underline everything that Shingo already said. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter.
All right, thank you guys. So is there any questions for Shingo and Peter? Otherwise, I have one to get started. I mean, you know, in the first place, you say, okay, one of the goals is not to have a middle main that you need to trust. And then you showed us this slide where, exactly that one, where, oh, come back. It was the one I was looking for or thinking about. Yes, this one. And there you show us Cactus as if this is exactly the middle main. So can you explain a little bit what's behind this box, because I'd actually know that it's not quite a middleman. And so I think it'd be interesting to highlight why it is not so.
Yeah, the I think that the because of the we are focused on the providing to the multiple region plugins in very first stage, but we also provided two example now. So that was named to the card rate and supply chain management. And that is a kind of at this moment, that is a kind of very the skeleton the application which execute to the transaction line by line with conditions. So the for the case of the card rate, we are stepping to the that application had the ability to getting to the event from the Reja province. That is targeted Reger is the fabric network, and also that application also using to the Cactus ability to make in the inquiry about the balance of the account on the Ethereum networks, and that is determined to the card rate it could be possible with the current balance, and then that application also execute to the transferring to the money as a escrow services, and when the transferring to the such a the token transfer. Then the Cactus also execute to the another transaction on the high fabric regions to transfer the ownership the one to the others. So that was the kind of step of the examples. The supply chain management is similar. So the if you are interested in the such logics, that we already have the example application on the GitHub. So you can be see the what we are doing in the such a black box. Is that answering your question, Anna?
All right. Yes. Thank you. That helps clarify a bit. Anybody else?
I don't know, this is Angelo. Thanks for the presentation. But I have to admit that I cannot really wrap my mind around that it's my limit around this this project, because during the presentation you talk a lot about engineering aspect. But I must admit, if I want to use tomorrow Cactus, or let's suppose when it becomes even more stable, I don't really understand which are the guarantees of this architecture. What happens if there is a fault in one of the networks? How do you build trust among different networks? Which are the semantics that this plugin, or which the contracts that this plugin has to satisfy in order, for example, to get an atomic swap or an atomic transaction that spans multiple network? So maybe this theory is there and I'm missing it. And if it's there, please send me the links. I would be really curious. Or if you have papers published at conference, I would be very, very interested in reading that, because the problem is very hard. I don't understand how if you manage to solve it so easily, I would say this is astonishing. That
I think that that is a very good point for the how we can solve such a very complicated problem. So as a beginning of our discussion with some graduate student as a volunteer, we are starting to the writing to the academic paper for that one. And the very brief the clarification we also provided to the typical use cases like the atomic swap like the trading. However, the at this moment we providing to the solution for to abstraction on this level, like how we can absorb to the difference on the different type of the format and the steps For example, Ethereum only required to the single transaction. However, the fabric cases, we need to the two-phase commit like the operation is needed. So there's so such a difference will be the actually need to be interact or realized by the business logics. However, the because of the Cactus mechanism providing to the some sort of the common functionality to absorb to the such a difference in the certain level. The because of the all the blockchain has a very similar mechanism like the JSON based data formats, and we also need to the some sort of the trust point among the participated the network. So the, for example, Ethereum has the group who agree on the security of the digital asset token mechanism. And on the other hand, for the our cases, the card rate the ledger had a different mechanism or and also the policy to manage that ledgers. So those ledger the difference will be realized by the validator the point of the trust, and that the signature on the the signature on the each transactions. So that signature will be evaluated by the verifier using to the common mechanism, and the as a result, application can handle the event without seeing to the actual the implementation of the blockchains that can be react on the such a event given from the underlying the network like Ethereum, the fabric, and so on. So I hope that is the help to the answering to your questions.
I also want to point out, I guess
if I can say maybe a recommendation, I would really recommend you to accelerate as much as possible on the paper, because this will give also more confidence in this project, in such complex endeavor. So I found the goal very, very important, very important. These things of putting having a common ground among all these different systems. But because the task is so difficult, in order to make to attract people to say, oh, if tomorrow Fujitsu wants to use Cactus, will he use it? Will he build trust? Will he say, oh yeah, Cactus really works? This achieves what we want. It gives the security guarantees, the completeness guarantees, and all these guarantees that we need for our system. So I really encourage you to go to a conference as soon as possible, because then you have peer reviews and you can be more confident on what you are doing.
Yeah, we already started the activities. Thanks for the such advice. So I think that is a kind of parallel work with collaboration with outside of the Hyperledger. However, this is an open community, so we are solving such a problem as soon as possible.
So Angelo, I want to add that this is ongoing. As I said in chat, we're working on a full academic paper with the UC-inspired security model. We'd be more than happy to send you the paper once it's in a readable state. And we'd actually, love for any kind of, love your comments if you're interested.
With pleasure.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're really interested, we frequently talk about the paper in the Cactus Western Hemisphere meetings, which are usually every other Thursday right after the TSC meeting. So not this Thursday, but next Thursday. We frequently talk about the Cactus paper and what we want to do and things like security models. So you or anyone else who's welcome to join, you know, everyone's welcome to join.
Yeah, so, basically, the Japan has a difficulty on the participation, but we are exchanging to the communication on the mail basis sometimes. So if I can be at something like the contributors meeting also having a touch of the such a critical issues sometimes in the topic.
Yeah, but you're exactly right. There's a lot of stuff to do. Even once we get done with the basic model, it becomes a question of how do we handle sort of privacy preserving mechanisms or integration between privacy preserving blockchains. And that gets very, very complicated in a hurry. I hope that answered your questions. And we will definitely send you the paper once it's in a draft state that's good enough to read.
Sure. Thanks so much and keep going.
All right, thank you. I mean, I think this is the kind of discussions we want to enable with those presentations, and you know, that's great. Arun has a question.
Yes. So I was asking a few questions, and thanks, Art, for answering those questions on the chat. So that makes me, I mean, your last answer makes me more curious to understand how is the trust anchored from these individual siloed blockchain networks through to the integration layer. What I mean by that is, is there any implementation expected or any changes expected from the underlying blockchain networks? And where does it lie? Is it at the core protocol layer or is it at the application layer?
I believe to the your question is regarding to the consortium management mechanism here. We had a choice of the how we can manage to the set of the ledger can be trusted. So we provided to the very simple minimum version of the consortium management mechanism, like simply the single manager adding and the exposed to the those the ledger can be trustworthy. And other cases, it might be the this mechanism also asking to the endos to the which the DLT technology the blockchain network can be trust as a part of the Cactus applications. So because of those applications will be the spread out to the internet as the integrated services. So the each service may choose to the different policy of the management of the consortium. So I hope that is answering your questions.
Well, at least I hope this is a good start of an answer. I mean, obviously we can't hope to answer every single question in depth on this call. That's not really the point, but hopefully it has given people a bit more insight as to what's going on, where the project is heading to, and then give an appetite to maybe find out more, which can be done offline through many different channels, including getting involved in the project itself. So unless anybody has a burning questions, I suggest we leave it at this so we can move on and address the other items we have in the agenda.
Yeah. Thanks for give us the opportunity. And as you know, this is a very the early stage of the project. So we hope to deliver the first release as a whole solution as soon as possible, but we also want to encourage all the people to come to us and give us a feedback. That is our hope. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you to you for sticking with us and giving that presentation, answering questions. Thank you. So with that done, I would like us to move with the agenda. We have two discussion items on the agenda. Let's start with the first one. This is a follow-up to Tracy's post on the mailing list. She had the first meeting with the SIG people, and she sent quite an extensive report in email, and I thought it would be a good idea to spend a bit of time today to hear from her. For those who may have not seen their email, shame on you. No, but and maybe start discussing what we can do, because I think what that's really interesting, that there's clearly some items we should take on and discuss so that, you know, we can improve the situation. So Tracy, floor is yours.
Thanks, Arno. So yeah, I've brought up on the share screen the actual email that I sent out. Had a really good discussion with a number of the SIG chairs this past, I think it was this past Monday, or maybe it was the Monday before. And these were the notes that that we kind of took, David and I kind of took out of the meeting that we had. So there were a number of items that were brought up, ranging a wide range of different topics. Some of these topics I think we have talked about before. Some of them are new topics for us to think about. And, you know, I think we can take each one of these and really kind of dig into them. Some of them are obviously a lot easier to address than others. Some of them, you know, are probably as simple as trying to set up some sort of schedule whereby we want to do presentations from projects or working groups or SIGs, similar to the one that we had today from Cactus and the one that we had previously from Bobby, whereby we could have people sign up, you know, if we want to do this once a month in one of our meetings or whatever that cadence looks like. And I think that's just a decision that we have to make as a TSC as far as, you know, what it looks like. And then there's some other ones that I think have been hounding us for quite some time, like item number two, right? And really the understanding of how Hyperledger projects work and kind of the different use cases that might apply, the sorts of things that could come out of, you know, maybe some best practices that people have had. I know that came up a lot in the member summit this past year, and I think it's come up in the member summit pretty much every year that I've attended the member summit. So again, has been an item out there, I think, that we've yet to address in a way that seems to satisfy all. And so, you know, basically I don't think we can accomplish this necessarily on a call, right? I think this is going to have to take some task forces to go out and actually do some work. But these are the six different items that came out of that call.
All right, thank you, Tracy. I agree with you that, I mean, clearly some items seem easier to you know, address than others. But, and I saw Arun already responded to your email and also, you know, made some proposal. So is there any reactions? Yeah, thank you. Any comments from anyone? Silence. You can use the raise your hand feature to get on the queue if there is any queue. If nobody is talking, obviously you can just speak up, but.
Yeah, so since I'm sharing, I can't see if anybody's raising their hand, but maybe I'll just pile on to what I've already said, because I think there's a couple of these that are probably really good pieces for people in the TSC themselves to get involved in. One is kind of mentorship. You know, we've talked about mentorship in many different ways and forms, but I do think that the SIGs could use somebody who is potentially a member of the TSC to at least be some sort of official mentor, right? Somebody who would be there to answer questions, maybe help direct them as far as how they get involved in the technical community and asking for help. You know, sometimes, unfortunately, from what I've discovered in this conversation, it takes a recognized voice for people to get responses back, which is an unfortunate sort of situation. But I do think that we are obviously all STSC members, recognized voices in the community that could potentially help. you know, I think that, you know, the other piece that is an interesting one is rolling up different sorts of contribution opportunities across the SIGs. But I think then we could also extend that to, for example, the three contribution opportunities that were just suggested by Cactus, right? And how do we roll up all of those contribution opportunities so that people can, you know, go to one place and look and see what might be of interest for them to focus on and work on, and then also, you know, kind of an entry point into who should they go talk to, right? Yeah, maybe an initial contact person who would help them with that initial contribution, which again lends itself to mentoring, right? When I first started with Hyperledger, Nick Gaske helped me through the process of working through a PR and bringing that into Garrett, which I'd never used before. And if it wasn't for Nick, right, I'm not sure that I would have made it through that process successfully. So I think, you know, these are the sorts of things that I think about, right, as far as my journey in the Hyperledger community and the sorts of people who have helped me to be part of this community.
All right. Thanks again, Tracy. I, you know, on the mentorship, I'm worried that if we have just somebody, it seems to me that the SIG should have a mechanism to ask for specific expertise, and we should be able to, you know, figure out who might, you know, might be the relevant person, or at least the kind of person, because, you know, like the example you have is on how to create a wallet in Aries. I would think, you know, not everybody is going to be able to mm-hmm. answer those questions. So what I'm trying to get to is, I think maybe we need some mechanism for them to be able to get the expertise they need, which is a bit different from having some kind of general mentor who could just be there but may not be able to answer the questions anyway.
Arno, this is David. I can just add to what Tracy had said. I think in many cases, a mentor doesn't necessarily have to have the technical knowledge. It's more just being an entry point into the community. As Tracy kind of referred to, I've seen examples of members from SIGs ask questions in chat on the list, reaching out to some maintainers and just not hearing back just because they're not a name that's been recognized, right? And so I think maybe a mentor in this case would just be more of an entry point into maybe some different conversations in other places, and just maybe facilitating introductions would be more valuable in that case than having the specific technical answer to a technical question. And then to add to what Tracy said, I also was really, really interested in the idea that came from this discussion that Tracy was having with the SIG chairs about rolling up all the different contribution opportunities. You know, I think we do have situations where different projects are making information about contribution opportunities available. But if you add up all the projects, all the labs, all the SIGs, all the working groups, I mean, that could be 40, 50 different places where somebody would need to go to get a sense of all the different, you know, opportunities. I personally would be really, really interested in having, you know, some sort of a task force that looked at how do we roll all those up, so we can have one page on the website, one page or on the wiki where you can go and kind of get that holistic view. That seems very mm-hmm. valuable.
All right. I would think maybe also we should offer this to the SIGs to, you know, reach out to the TSC when they are in search of any kind of expertise, and the TSC in general may be a vehicle to find the right experts so that they would be able to engage. At least that seems like, you know, it's the low hanging fruit that we should be able to enable. On the lab process, I have to say I'm a bit interested. I'm a lab steward. I've been involved in the lab from the beginning. And, you know, I saw Arun suggested maybe Vipin could join us one day and tell us more about this. I'm truly puzzled by this whole thing about the labs being kind of disconnected and the process being difficult. I am biased here because I have a lot of knowledge about how labs are functioning, and it seems easy to me, and I'm interested to hear what the challenges are. So I just put it that way.
Yeah, so Arno, I've had some follow-up. David has connected me with one of the folks who had some challenges, and you know, we've talked about a few things, and I'm happy to, you know, forward that email to the lab stewards, because I think there were some good suggestions that came out of just minor things that we could do to make things easier, putting things in different places so that it's more visible and people know kind of what they're getting into when they're signing up for a lab. So I agreed, right? I was with you. We're like, what's happening here? But there are some really good suggestions. So I'll make sure to include the lab stewards on that.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you. Any other questions? Otherwise, I suggest we move on. I think we should follow up on those items individually on the mailing list, and then we can take them up back on, you know, separately on these calls to see, you know, practically speaking, what resolutions we can make and to make progress.
Arno, would it help to start would it help to start a separate email chain on each of these six items, and then we can, you know, comment specifically on those?
That's probably a good idea, because I think otherwise it's going to be intertwined different answers to different items.
Okay.
But thank you for following up and executing on your action. Not that I'm surprised, but. All right. We have one more agenda item. Who is going to talk to this? Brian? Daniela?
Sorry, about the Maintainer Summit?
Yeah, the Maintainer Summit.
Yep. Okay, great. So we thought it's past time and well due for us to try to do a virtual version of a Maintainer Summit that we last did successfully. I believe it was 2019. Forget which month it was there. And for the focus to be, you know, kind of a smaller gathering of the technical teams on each of the software projects at Hyperledger, and really focusing on regular presentations of here's what Cactus does, that sort of thing, but really the opportunities for projects to work more closely together, as well as trying to understand, you know, just what does it mean to be a maintainer at Hyperledger? How might we drive more convergence around things like the directory hierarchy structure that we agreed to last year and some other kind of, you know, CI/CD, other types of cross project, think of it as standards, if you will, for how the projects are run. But also to do some social building as well. You know, the last Maintainer Summit I wasn't there, but I heard it was a really good opportunity for people to kind of get past a bit of the tribalism we have sometimes and get to know each other. That's obviously harder to do in a virtual setting. But we feel like there's still some things that are possible to do on that front to help us get to know each other as individuals. It's smaller. It was last time it was capacity limited only because, you know, we didn't have a large space and people traveling physically means you have certain infrastructure requirements. We don't have that this time, but we'd like to make it still feel like a must attend kind of thing and a high quality experience for folks. So thinking about just predominantly making sure that maintainers on the projects know that this is an important thing for them to attend, but it's still being open to anyone else from the TSC who doesn't happen to be a maintainer or others who show up on calls like this or otherwise kind of pre-core committed. But trying to just really focus it on the meat of how we develop software here. So we're currently thinking that March would be a good time for that, wedging it in between other things, giving people time to be able to put on their calendars, thinking that, you know, it'd be predominantly a virtual event, you know, hosted over something like Zoom, maybe a couple of different tracks or breakouts, but trying to keep things focused and tight. And in terms of timing being something on the order of 3 or 4 hours a day for 2 or 3 days. Again, it's hard to find a time that works for everybody globally. But probably something, you know, like around this time, you know, early Pacific, late in the evenings, Asia time, and otherwise pretty accessible for others.
So wanted to put that on the table. If you have ideas on this, please get in touch with us, either direct email to me or Rye or David Boswell, who are just kind of on the staff side, going to try to organize the putting together of this. And we'll try to put this in an email to the TSC as well. With that, I don't know if there's anything else, David or Rye or Arno, you think is worth adding.
Oh, I think that's good. Thank you. I mean, obviously, the fact that it's virtual is never going to be as good as having a face-to-face meeting. And, you know, we'll sure don't have a beer together at the end of the day. But I think I agree that, you know, it would be good to get the community together. And hopefully this is better than nothing and can help, you know, get everybody in the same on the same page.
Last time the community got together, the social event was an axe throwing kind of evening. I guess beer was involved there too. Seems like a bad combination. Everyone survived, as I understand it. If there's a virtual version of something like that, we can do to blow off some steam. Certainly worth considering.
It was truly excellent, Brian. Okay. Beer and axes was awesome.
So is there any reactions, comments? I mean, do people think this would be useful? You know, is that a waste of your time? Because, you know, we don't want to waste anybody's time, including the staff in preparing this, getting it all set up, if we don't have a fairly large number of maintainers committed to participating. And, you know, also related to that is, you know, what are the kind of topics that you guys think would be useful and would be appealing to people, you know, make them want to participate, not just because they were told so, but because they feel like this is something, you know, they will gain from this. So I have to say when we had the last maintainer summit, which we had after a long break as well, by the way. We had a mix of meetings that were like general, everybody in the same room talking about general topics. We talked about some issues that were related to, you know, how the different projects operate, are organized, things like, you know, the common repository structures. We discussed things that are pertaining to all the projects. And I suspect we could have these kind of discussions for sure. Then we had also breakout sessions, which was easy because we had a pretty large facility that allowed for different breakouts. That's much harder to enable in a virtual setup and with very, you know, short, I mean, time constraints, you know, are such that it's harder to do this. And so I don't know if that's possible, but it allowed both some people to catch up on what was going on in other projects, as well as some coordination between different projects and even among certain projects, they were, you know, taking advantage of being together at the same time. That probably is not as needed because typically all projects have their own kind of ways of meeting on a regular basis and communicating with one another. So if it were face-to-face, it'd be different here because it's online. It doesn't have the same appeal, or, you know, it doesn't add much to what's going on a regular basis. But at the same time, you know, we'd like to hear from everyone and what would be useful. So, okay, I don't see any reactions. Well, you can kind of think about this. I will add one more thing on the timing. We thought March might be a good, you know, time because it's not too early, so we have time to prepare. And then later on, there will be the global forum, and we want to have a bit of time between. So we don't want to push it too far down because otherwise it gets closer to the forum. That's it for me. Anything else?
Not for me.
Do people think that's a good idea? Silence. You guys are not very talkative today. All right, well, we'll leave it at that for now. I guess we have time to spare, but that's great. I'm going to close the call on this, let it sink in, and please do let us know what you think. Feel free to post to the mailing list. That's what it's for. Otherwise, we'll talk again next week.